Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Whether you love it or hate it, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So in today's show, I'm sharing tips to help you fall in love with the day of love. From top gifts to the best ways to treat yourself, plus answers to your emails, how to turn your partner onto sex toys, what to do about those condom fears, all this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and subscribe right away so you never miss another podcast again. You just get them. They're that easy. You get them in your iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all that stuff. Follow us on social media. I love that. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter. It's all at Sex with Emily. And while you're also on the site, you can shop my store. Because everything I talk about pretty much is in our store on our site. And we update with amazing content every day, if I do say so myself. I am here with Anderson.
Hey,
hi, Anderson.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you. You look like you're making a speedy recovery from that spider bite.
Spider bite and then the 3-week virus.
Can
sickness.
I just tell you that if I heard that one of my friends got bit by a black widow and I was just imagining all my friends and, you know, in my head, I would land on you. I bet it was M. I bet Emily got bit by the spider. Yeah.
This has been the craziest month. Do you really think so? Why? Because I'm often outside, like,
no,
you know,
just because that's
hunting.
Something that would happen to you.
It would happen to me. Yeah. I'm glad you understand about me because the others were not so surprised.
It's
either.
Good, though. I think it's good because of all my people in my Rolodex that is my head that are my friends. I think that you were most ripe for like a book. And when these things happen to you, I guess it'd be nice to have a few pages on the spider bite.
I'm taking copious notes, and the book is coming. But I don't know if I told you this. I might have mentioned this on last week's show when Menace was here. Sorry,
what?
You were not here.
Who?
But I was saying that it was so funny because I had to go back to urgent care because I've had this cold. I think they flooded my body with so many antibiotics.
Right.
When I was in the hospital, that everyone should know, if you ever take antibiotics, you have to take probiotics. You get them at the health food store.
That creates a war in your body because
exactly.
The antibiotics and the probiotics hate each other.
Exactly.
And they war. It's like the Middle East in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Breaks down your immune system. So I was taking antibiotics, but still I got the sickness. So I went back to urgent care. And he's like, oh my God, you're the spider bite. You're the girl. We were freaking out. He's like, we have never seen anything like this in 20 years. He's like, hey, bud, come over here. Yeah. Brought in the other doctors.
That's always a bad sign. You never want to be in a hospital where they're calling their doctor buddies over to see you.
He's like, that was just crazy.
He's nice?
Like, that was just weird. Huh?
Was it nice to be known as the spider girl, not the sex girl for a minute?
It kind of was.
Yeah.
They don't even know what I do for a
right.
living. Yeah. So that was fun. But to know that it doesn't happen that often, I don't know. I guess I'm special. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to feel special, right?
Right.
But not for that. But I am making a recovery. My voice is still a little bit hoarse, but not as bad as it was a few weeks ago.
Right.
As we know, and it's been good to see you. I feel like I've seen you like 18 times.
I even came in here yesterday and got the scoop on today's show.
I heard
and you
this.
Weren't here. Yeah,
you pre-prepped.
Yeah, I did. That's came by.
I know. You know we're talking about Valentine's. I wasn't here.
Said hello to Eddie. I said hi to Madison. She told me what today's show was about, and she saw the forlorn look on my face when she said Valentine's Day. And she says, don't worry, Anderson. You as it's a man, perfect. There's going to be some good news for you, I promise.
Yeah, there is good news for you.
You're not alone, you men.
You're not alone. Because right. What are you? Okay, so when I say Valentine's Day, let's Valentine's. Do a word as a my mom just left from Michigan, right. So excuse the long A's and the Michigan accent.
Valen.
So when I say Valentine's Day to you, what do you think of?
Causes anxiety, and especially for a guy like me who's kind of counterculture and a contrarian, and I go against the grain on most things. Not sure exactly what that says about me or why, but I hate being part of the group and the hordes, especially with like Hallmark invented holidays like Valentine's Day. It's right. Just a money grab for these chocolate making, strawberry making, dipping Hallmark card producing people. But at the same time, I don't want the wife, who I love more than anything, to feel neglected. So it's like a rock and a hard place.
Exactly. So this is the conundrum. And so this is what we're going to cover on the show today, because I think a lot of people feel pressured into Valentine's Day. They don't want to let their partner down. That's what makes us dread it, because we're like, oh my God, I got to get the flowers. I got to do something,
right?
Because the wife will be upset. But, you know, we don't want to disappoint a partner, yet we don't want anything to do with it.
Restaurants are just ridiculous. Like, everything's double priced and overbooked, and it's a headache.
I know. That's why you have to make it another day.
And February already kind of sucks because it's so short, and, you know, your bills are due a lot earlier than normal.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, you're so right. But we're going
to. Cold, dark.
I agree. We're going to get more into that shortly. But I'm gonna actually stay in order right now of other things I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
But I'm glad to hear you say that. But if
I was excited what Madison told me, which will come up later on the program, about women's take on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
today.
It's interesting, yes. Right? It's fascinating. So everyone's listening who's feeling you've got it's like 12 days away. What is it like? No, it's a third, so it's 11 days away. We're gonna help you through this whole quagmire that is Valentine's Day, so you're gonna feel good about it. But I want to say that it was very good to see you though, and thank you for letting me watch your puppy.
That I do with Valentine's Day is I always buy calendars like late February, so we don't have calendars in the house, so you know, you lose track of what day it is.
She doesn't have like a Google calendar.
I don't think she looks at it much.
Who has a paper calendar?
I do. I got six of them in my house, but they're all last year's right now because I don't get the new until after Valentine's
Day. It's like
people
like turn the clocks back and stuff, or like they turn the 10 minutes ahead or 10 minutes late.
Our clocks are all over the place.
No, but.
Okay.
So listen. So here's the deal. The one thing I want to talk about really quickly is that, you know, I did all my Somatica work last year mm-hmm. with Celeste and Danielle in yes. San Francisco. They're going to be here on February 12th, and they're teaching a how to flirt workshop. And some people have flirting skills. Some people don't. You do. I feel like you're a natural flirt. Back in the heyday, I've heard the stories.
I would get very nervous. I would flirt with people I had no interest in. People I had interest in didn't know I existed because I would avoid them at all costs.
Because you were terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified that you're going to reject
you. Also, flirting, I think it's too excited street, right? Like, also being able to pick up on flirting,
exactly.
I think it's just
the
as important.
Exactly. The cues from women, the cues from men. We don't get it. So it's flirting your way to success. And I'm telling you, I learned more from them in these workshops I did than anybody. They're so hands-on. They're so great. And if you're thinking, oh, I already know how to flirt, it's really not just like, oh, like how to bat your eyelash. It goes a little deeper than that.
Like body language.
Yeah, body language, how to understand it, and how to talk to members of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're into.
Are there like different levels? Like batting your eye is like a 1 and like dropping your pants and spreading your legs is a 10?
No, that's actually doesn't even go there. But it's more about being comfortable and how to put these skills into practice and like practicing on others, which sounds weird too, but I actually always hated breakout groups and they're like, grab a partner. I literally
that?
Wanted to leave.
What's a breakout group?
You know, when you're doing, have you ever done a workshop or done something like pick a partner?
I do camp every summer, which is probably kind of similar.
Yeah, but they're like, grab a partner. You're going to break into small groups. I'm like, oh my God, shoot me. We have to break into small groups.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But it's like practical stuff and you practice and you get real life feedback. I learned more about myself in these 6 weeks that I did their courses. It wasn't just about flirting, but it was all about like intimacy and therapy. It was like sex therapy and how to talk to your partner about sex. But they're geniuses. There's no one else like them.
So even when you have to break off into groups, it was good.
I'm telling you, it was my best group experience.
Good.
So you guys should go. It's February 12th. It's actually 10 to 3. And there's more information. It's in LA. It's in Manhattan Beach. Is that right? It's somaticainstitute.com/somaticaskills. 10 to 3 is the flirting workshop. So it's 5 hours, but it's like fun. I'm telling you, and also me with my ADD, I didn't want the days to end. It was like I would do it from 10 to 6 for 5 days in a row. Right. I loved it. So I'm just telling you, if they kept my attention, they're amazing. They're not my sponsor. They just changed my life. They could change yours. And also from 4 to 6, they're doing a free intro to somatica training if you want to do that too. And I'll be there.
Would you frown on listeners, now they have the address, they know when it's happening, showing up around 6 o'clock at night and just kind of hanging out front, waiting to be like the first person to be practiced on?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I actually wouldn't.
No? You want to frown on that?
You kind of see it as devious, but just hanging out and you want to see like, hey, come flirt with me.
Yeah, like all these ladies and men, but ladies coming out of the flirting workshop
to,
and
like,
yeah, you're just
kind of
leaning
baby.
Against your car. You know?
Might need some volunteers though. I'm not sure. You guys check out their website. I'll also be doing a Facebook Live with them on February 11th. So if you guys don't like my Facebook page, 1.5 million people do, you should check out our Facebook Live or just like it that day if you have a problem with it. But check it out because they're awesome and then you'll see what I mean. Okay. It's at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard.
And that's the same day, the 11th?
The 11th is our Facebook Live where we're going to like do some intro to flirting and just talking to them because they're so rad. They're going to be in town.
When's the flirt workshop?
February 12th.
And that can all be found on sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com, our social media, and somaticainstitute.com/somaticaskills.
And I picked up on your little brag there that you have 1.5 million followers. Huh? Very subtle, but you got it
that's
in there.
That's a lot of followers.
It really
didn't
is.
Pay for any of them. Didn't sleep with it. Well, I'm sure some ex-boyfriends are on there. You know, sometimes I'm like, so-and-so likes it. I'm like, he does like Sex with Emily. That's right. I should send him one of my t-shirts. You have my t-shirts.
I never got one.
You never got one?
No.
I had Sex with Emily and all I got was a t-shirt. I'm sure the wife would love that.
She would really enjoy
But we have cool
that.
T-shirts if you guys want them. So I had an interesting weekend. So after I saw you, you took Stanley, you ripped him from my arms.
I did.
It's Anderson's
dog. It kind
of
was like that. Emily watched Stanley for 3 nights, 4 days. And when I come get him, I always feel like Sophie's
my child.
Choice.
No,
like
it's true.
I'm some kind of Gestapo.
You remember you went to the bathroom when I came out and I was like holding him on the couch?
It is a little uncomfortable for me to have to take him from you.
That's okay.
You said
you'd bring him back and we'd have some kind of arrangement.
Right.
I was saying earlier to Madison, I was like, I just wish like I could do some kind of doggy share, like have a ex-husband and we had a dog or something. Like not a kid, but like a dog or something. Or can't they have some kind of... People share cars now.
They share homes.
Can't there be like a doggy share?
I think they have these things called shelters where they have a bunch of needy dogs that need to be walked
and/or
adopted.
They want you full time.
No, you can go by in the afternoon
Super
and walk
busy.
A few dogs.
The office staff here has made it very clear they don't think it's a good idea.
Because
There's
they
like
don't want to watch your dog
it.
All the time. I get that.
Not
I understand.
All the time.
Emily.
Okay, what?
You would have to like pawn your dog off on people
sometimes
all the time.
Sometimes if I can't walk the dog, if I'm busy. Mm-hmm. He'd be cute. She'd be cute. Okay, so this weekend, so I saw you that night. You ripped Stanley out of my arms.
Right.
It was okay, though, because my best friend was coming to visit from San Francisco.
A dog?
No. She doesn't even have a dog, but she's trying to talk me into cats because she's got cats. But Ooh. She also has 2 cats and 2 kids and a husband. And it was
what
really...
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Oh, she's got a lot of stuff you don't want.
Cats. True.
Yeah.
Except for cats. I don't want cats. I mean, I like cats. I had cats growing up, but a cat that my mom gave the cat away after 6 months, which was tragic. My mom's like, add it to the list.
Why
of things
she
did
give
that
away?
This was traumatic because she got remarried after my parents got divorced to my stepdad, who was evil, and he had a son that came once a month and was allergic to the cat.
Yeah.
And said, we can't have a cat.
Oh no!
Still upset
Screw
about
that kid. Get rid of the kid.
I've got a therapy.
You know what? I heard that. Donald Trump's getting rid of all cats. Heard he's grabbing them all.
Dude, he probably is.
And throwing them out. I have a cat, and I just had to move the cat out of my office because that was its room, and the dogs weren't allowed in there, and the cat would go in there. But the cat didn't like the litter and started peeing all over my really nice mid-century desk. So desk has been planed down, and I have to sand it and refinish it now.
I
and the cat,
a cat
is now
too. You have a full-on farm.
Relegated to the laundry room. It's
Only?
Very upsetting. Well, that's where her litter is and her food is.
Did you put
She's
lock
right peeing
in?
All over my desk.
No, that's bad. That's really not cat pee is not
cat
good.
Pee is the worst.
But I just want a cat.
Like if the devil peed, it would smell like cat pee.
Oh my God. No, it's true. They pee in your shoes. They pee in your stuff. I'm sorry that happens to you. Yeah. But my friend has cats and a husband and dogs.
And, kids.
And here's the thing. And kids. No dogs. But here's the thing. So we've been best friends for a long time. And I started planting the seed. She's a great mom. Kids are like, you know, 6 and 10, and her husband works a lot. She doesn't work anymore, but she hadn't really felt comfortable taking time away for herself. There's a lot of women I know like that who are
you
like,
gotta do it.
You gotta do it. But because they take and even the two of them, I work on them to get away together. But I'm like, listen, just it'll be great. It's an easy flight. You're in San Francisco. Come down. You'll see, like, it takes you an hour, like right. Burbank to Oakland. And I realized that, like, it was so, and I told her, I'm like, it will be epic. It'll be transformational. I promise you not to oversell it.
Right.
But, and it's true. You just see that, like, she came down and it was so easy, you know, and to take time with a friend, which she has not done before, you realize how important our friendships are and how, like, it gave her perspective, like time, space, individuality, independence, mm-hmm. like stuff she wasn't getting. Nothing's wrong with her. Like, she's great, but, like, you just get that. And it makes her appreciate her family and her kids. And I think it was good messaging to her kids to see, like, oh, mom's got a life and got friends.
Right.
And she went away. And, you know, I just felt like...
At the risk of sounding, you know, like a hack, it like recharges your batteries. And it makes you more effective in your other roles, I would think. I can tell you from my own experience as a kid, oldest of four, so I had a more adult relationship with my mom. And that was a lot of that entailed trying to get her to go out. And my dad did not like her going out at all.
Right.
He was always, you know, trying to control her. And he always, like, every time she'd have, like, a dinner date with a friend, he'd accuse her of having a relationship with one of the doctors. She's a nurse. So he's like, you're going off to see one of your doctor friends.
Wow.
And I remember talking to my mom as, like, a 12-year-old boy saying, fuck, dad, go wow. out with your friends. You need to have a life.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so... insidious and sad. I'm sorry you had to do that.
Now, dad's gone and she actually goes out with friends and it's
right.
great.
And she but loves it. Yeah. It recharges us. And I know it because I don't have a husband.
And I can tell you this too. She has regret that she didn't do it sooner. And she has regret that she didn't have relationships and friends and whatnot when we were growing up.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I know women are thinking, okay, I can't do it all. The kids will hurt. They need me. No, your kids will respect you more when you get away. You'll respect them more or you'll appreciate them more.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I've been talking to her all week. She's like, I feel like I'm high. I feel like I've been like, I have a whole new lease on life. So she was, and we just like, literally, we did not drive. You know where
I did you get her higher though? You go smoke some weed?
No, she's not a smoker.
No,
we drank a little.
Did
she like, you know, it was fun. She flirted. She walked around.
She
like,
flirted.
No, but like,
oh,
she
flirted.
She didn't flirt.
Her husband listened.
Here's the thing. She just felt like a girl again. She felt like we were kids. We were walking around. We went to this restaurant. The maitre d' was like, just flirting. It just felt good
to be
a woman, to be sexy.
Interacting
be
with another.
This is what I'm saying.
Person,
I'm just saying it's so important for people to do this. And also, this relates to my Sex in the News, which is next. So I'm just, this is just a message to women and guys out there too. But I think men tend to
probably
more
not
than women.
Good to like book a trip. Like this on Valentine's Day, though, right?
No, but on Valentine's Day, what is good, there is a study. This is my Sex in the News.
This is the Sex in the News.
Yeah. Ready?
Great.
Do you need me to prepare you?
I'm ready.
I'm moving into it because it sort of moves
right.
from that story
dovetails.
To this.
Dovetails.
Dovetails. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Why the best sex happens outside of the bedroom. Now, I've always said to people,
I thought you were going to say a relationship.
Up. No, right. With partners, have sex with other people outside the bedroom. It's true. People are like, how do I spice it up? Like, one of my quickest and easiest answers is have sex outside the bedroom. I mean, mm-hmm. I could be the kitchen. It could be on the dryer in the laundry room or the washer on the spin cycle.
When it's
cycle.
On, turn it, yeah.
Spin
it's
cycle.
On, yeah.
A little vibration, mm-hmm. homemade vibrator.
I've seen videos.
But I always talk about how hotel sex is the best sex ever. You get dopamine. You get the surge of dopamine, the feel-good hormone, because it's like different. It's something new. And the novelty of a hotel room is going to stimulate the dopamine transmission in the brain, which plays a big role in arousal and excitement, which is why there is that excitement and that novelty. And why sex is better when you do it outside the bedroom. But now there's more evidence that suggests the greatest, most orgasmic sex happens outside the bedroom. There was a new study and they said the best way to keep the spark alive with your partner, 56%, and have the best sex ever is to go on vacation and to bang it out like a couple of horny goddamn teenagers.
Makes sense. And it doesn't even have to be like a big extravagant vacation. It could be just, you know, up the coast, or I say up the coast because we live out here, but like 30 minutes away from your place, you know, get like a, not a sleazy motel, but you know, a reasonably priced night.
Right.
And it's you're not looking at all the stuff in your bedroom. You're not thinking about all the stuff you got to do. You're not looking
crying.
At the laundry.
Right.
Well, you got to bring the kids.
Well, you did. You went your little trip.
Yeah, he's
that
a newborn,
fun.
So we just, we put
so
him in the
like
other bed.
So he was there, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. That was, and that was good for you guys, probably, to get out of the...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've always said when you're talking about sex toys, too, it's probably smart to, if you're looking for an excuse to get a sex toy, if you're going on a short little trip, bring one.
Bring a sex toy, bring the massage oil, bring all that stuff.
Especially if you don't know how to introduce these things to, like, I'm speaking from a guy's point of view, if you don't know how to introduce some of these things you want to try out on your girlfriend or wife or fiance, you can do it when you guys are on the road, because you're kind of in that headspace. Space, like you're a little bit outside your life.
Right.
We've you're never, a little bit different. You're adventurous.
Are you trying to say that your mom and I didn't give you a sex toy?
No. I just give this as advice.
No,
I'm an old married man, and you know, it's all old hat to me.
Right.
Old hat.
No, I get it. I'm just saying that, no, it's not. But it was good for you guys to get away. And 31% of couples said they've never been on a couples only holiday.
What?
No, yeah.
Who are these people?
Oh my God, I know so many. In fact,
well, maybe it's because they just got together like a week ago.
No, I
got
to be honest. My friend who's been with her husband 12 years, I don't think the two of them have really gone away either.
They just can't afford it?
No, they can plenty afford it.
Everyone
can afford
it. It's not even
about money. He's successful. She's
20 minutes away.
I'm telling you, they have date night. That's important.
What do they do?
Every week. They get like dinner down the street. It doesn't matter, but they hold that very... So you need those kind of things away.
Never gone away? Really? What?
Not really. I don't know. Maybe they have once or... I don't...
That, you know what?
I didn't even go bark down that tree or up that tree or whatever you do.
I think I've said it on the show, too, but one of the best ways to figure out if you guys are compatible, too, is a road trip. The longer, the better.
Early on. I love road trips.
Yeah, and if you're not enjoying yourself on a road trip with your significant other, that it's not going
to
work out.
Right. If you're more excited stopping at gas than to, like, sit next to...
Like, if you just can't wait to get your destination so you're not stuck in the car with this person anymore, that's time to end the relationship.
That's true, too. That is true. I love someone. I love a good road trip. That's on my bucket list for this year. Thank you for allowing
you
me to fill that bucket.
You have bucket lists?
No, I don't actually.
No,
but
you should.
I think everyone should. Mine, I feel like I've always got a fluid bucket list, but that's one that I realize I'm missing from my life, and that charges me
as well. Yeah, we still got to do the cross country one day. Cross country one day.
Do you think Stanley would like a...
He's been on plenty of road trips with us. We took all three of the dogs before we had the kid up to Portland like a couple Christmases ago. We just kind of jumped in the car, didn't know where we were going, knew we didn't have to be back for 3 days, put enough cat food
it's
in the bowl.
Thing.
And we just started driving. We didn't know where we were going to go. We ended up in Portland. It was great.
And you had
we stayed in so many creepy, horrible little motels that smelled like Indian spice.
See, I did that too.
It's terrifying.
My 20s. Yeah, it's Indian spice. It's true. And it's like, even if you have to go to a cheap $50 a night, I'm not judging. I don't care. Maybe bring flip-flops or something. So you don't step on
bring
the floor.
Your own sheets.
Bring your own sheets and just it's outside your camp. I don't care. Okay, it's winter. But
I love to like check her in and then I'll go and I'll see the little town
and
that we're staying
for
in.
Six
and I'll like, you know, I'll find like a liquor store and get a six pack of beer or something, and I'll see like where we might have breakfast the next morning, and then I go home. It's great.
It is good.
So much fun.
So I think with Valentine's Day, it's not too late to plan a romantic getaway. I know they here's the other thing.
Close.
I know they might
late.
I know they might here's the other thing. Well, we'll get to this in a second, but they spike up the prices.
Right.
You don't have to make Valentine's Day about Like, on Valentine's Day, you could still do some things I'm going to get
Valentine's
into in a moment.
Week, right?
But it could be a gift. You're like, next weekend we're going to go.
Yeah.
Or the weekend after. But just, it's something to look forward to.
Right.
And plan some sexy things, which we're going to get into.
Experiences are just as important as actual, like, physical gifts. And that gets you out of the loop. It's a loophole, so you don't have to do anything actually on Valentine's
True
Day.
That.
Other than present your experience
love.
That you got
That's
for
true.
Her.
That's true. Make a thing and present your love. And
she didn't
want
to fight
sex.
The crowds and go out to dinner.
I agree.
Last time I was out to dinner on Valentine's Day, her family came down. We were living in Marina Del Rey, and they came out to go to dinner. And none of us even realized it was Valentine's Day. And we couldn't understand why we couldn't get... We just walked into
literally
three restaurants.
Because you stole the calendars again. That's why.
Yeah, I think that might have been it.
No
and
idea.
We realized, like, oh, shit, it's fucking Valentine's Day. That's why everything's booked. And
they
fancy.
Jump up the prices. I don't know. I think I don't even want to say it's a younger person thing. In my 20s, I remember having a boyfriend and we had like this dinner and it mattered and it was like a $500, $200 dinner. I don't remember.
I think maybe once you get married, the anniversary becomes the de facto Valentine's Day. It's more important.
Yeah, I guess so. But we're going to have some ideas on this, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast,
Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, tight. What? Okay, Valentine's Day. Okay, now we're getting into it, Anderson. You've already talked about how you feel about it, but here's the big news that Madison teased you with yesterday.
She was teasing me.
A new study found 41% of women dread Valentine's Day.
Welcome aboard, ladies. Welcome aboard.
But it's not going away. I think it has become kind of a giant cliche that everyone feels the way they're like, oh, I'm going to go buy some chocolates. I'm going to go buy some this and that. But cards from Hallmark. Mm-hmm. But it is a day. It's not going away. That's the other thing. About love and romance. And I think it should be about sex. And maybe we're doing it wrong. Like, maybe since Valentine's Day is not going away, we have to turn it around and make it work for us. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to make it our own. So don't feel bad about skipping the flowers. Even if you're in a committed relationship, you can break from the typical Valentine's Day traditions and you can even take the pressure off. You could talk about it early with your partner. If you're having any anxiety now, you can be like, babe, listen, Valentine's Day is coming up. Let's be honest. How do you, because if you're in a new relationship, you might never have had that talk and you might be stressing right now. What do I get her? We've been together 3 months, 6 months. There's all these guides online like, if you've been together 3 months.
I've been married for almost 5 years now, and I have no idea what I'm getting her.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to get her anything.
Why don't you talk to her?
And I might just ignore it and pretend like it never happened.
Okay, right? Why don't you talk to her about it? What if you say, listen, it's coming up. Emily and I were talking about it on the show, mm-hmm. and she had a great idea.
Can I give her one of your shirts?
Yes. You can give her a toy, dude. Give her lube. Go into the closet after. But I feel like you can eliminate the fear from gifts. What? Give her a toy from my sex toy closet.
Your closet. Okay, I didn't understand what you were talking about.
Go into the closet.
I thought you were going to give her a sex toy and then go into the closet.
No, you go in the closet at your house. It's not the bedroom.
Yes, that's true.
Sex inside the bedroom.
That's right.
In the closet. So I think it's about expressing and feeling love. And I think what your partner wants to feel is appreciated and special. Uh-huh. Because I started thinking about my best Valentine's Day. And what I thought about was, I told one a few weeks ago about dating a guy and I brought all the toys. Like literally I was like, oh my God, we're going to have a romantic night. And I packed up one of those little travel wheelie suitcases mm-hmm. with every toy I owned. And
right.
Because I'm such a bad packer anyway. I'm like, we could try the cock ring and then we could try the gag and then mm-hmm. we could try the sports sheets, G-spot link, I mean, everything, right. which we didn't. But I got so excited. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered the other one.
You forgot that you're with a guy and it happens once and then everything else is over.
It was almost embarrassing. He's like, you brought like literally 18 toys. Uh-huh. I've been charging them all day. It was.
Right.
I just am not great with proportions.
This is early, right? This is younger days?
Well, no, this was like a few years ago. But younger days, I remembered my very most memorable Valentine was when I was in third grade. And remember they made you give
everybody
Valentine. Yes. And so you got those little peanuts.
That was exciting.
It was so exciting.
And they had little hearts in there.
Yeah.
And they'd be like waiting for the one from your crush to see what it was going to say.
So what happened to me one year.
That's where it should stay, right? It should just stay in elementary school.
Right. That was fine. It
shouldn't go beyond elementary school.
But in third grade, I remember that this guy, Chris, who I thought was cute, this blonde boy with blue eyes. Mm-hmm. I go into my Valentine's Day stash of cards, and there were all the little ones, right? Yes, they're all like 3 inches.
I still have some of them.
And then there was a big one.
Oh, no.
It was like one of those huge Hallmark ones. It was probably like, I don't know, what is this? Like 12
inches?
You know
what he's trying to say, right?
No, not. I opened it up, and it was like, happy Valentine's Day, and there was a dollar in there.
A dollar? Did you feel like you owed him a tooth?
Not just because I'm a Jew. I was like, oh, my God,
this
a dollar.
Cares.
He must really
That's
like me.
That's like a week's worth of pay.
I know. But I felt like, I was like, why did I
That's
love that?
That's your favorite Valentine's moment?
No, it's my memorable, not favorite.
That's probably
but I
your
thought,
favorite.
I felt special. Uh-huh. I felt like this guy likes me.
Right.
He didn't give dollars to every other girl in the class. Mm-hmm. And I just started thinking about what makes you feel special. He thought about me. He took time out. He wrote a card and he gave me a dollar.
Third grade?
Maybe it was fourth grade. Third grade. Well, I moved in fourth grade. Third grade. Uh-huh. Fourth grade? Is that a little premature to give me money?
Fourth. No.
That was the last time a guy gave me money, P.S. No friggin' joke.
I don't believe that.
No, it's true.
No.
I've never been the, like, can you buy me, can you do this, can you do this? No, I haven't.
Sure, people have bought you drinks, which translates to money.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't even know drinks cost anything until recently. I was like, really? Aren't they free? I thought bars get you in for free. But, you know, I feel like some people like to do this with gifts. So, like, maybe you find out, like, hey, babe, do you say your wife's name? You say Jillian, right? On the show? But, like, you could say, like, I've been thinking about it. Like, what Valentine's Day, I don't want to, you know, stress out, get you something that you don't like. So do you want an experience? Would you want to go away? Give her options.
Like, how does this differentiate it from, like, her birthday or Christmas?
You ask her. Do you want something, like, romantic? Do you want, like, I don't want, and she probably doesn't want you to waste money on something or spend the mental energy obsessing about it. So there might be something that she does want. So talk to your partner about it so you get out of that. But here's some other things. And find out what they want if you're in a relationship. Take the pressure off yourself if you're in a new thing. Or in anything, in a long-term thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've even been with guys who are like, are we doing this Valentine's Day thing? And I was like, I really don't care. Let's just go out to dinner. Or let's just, or not that night. Oh. Or like, let's order in. To me, the best one is like watching, like, before Netflix and chill was a thing. Yeah. Mm. I would do that. But I do have a gift guide first that I'm going to start with.
Good.
Because
that'll
if you
be
are
helpful.
Still, and these are all unique, sexy gifts that I do think that I handpicked. But I also, after that, I'm telling you what's coming up. I have some other things on Valentine's Day that you can do on your own.
Okay.
Number one, I love this. It's the Unbound Box. It's great for singles. It's a subscription box. So you know that there's like the Birch Box for makeup and there's like the Bark Box and there's Gray's Box for healthy snacks.
Blue Apron
So this
box.
Is a sec. Right. Blue Apron is essentially a box filled with yummy food and stuff that you have to cook. But sex toys and products, you can do it. It's every 3 months. So it's a yearly subscription. You get it 4 times a year. You get a new box delivered to your door. It's my very own Sex with Emily subscription box. I got to hand pick everything. And so it changes every month, obviously. That's the Spot box. And you get a Sports Sheets G-Spot Link, which is a strap that you actually, you wear during sex that allows you to perfectly target the G-Spot in a way that you have never before.
It's like science.
Dude, it is like science. Yeah. The elusive G-Spot, you get some System Joe Agape Lube.
You got to do any math there to figure it out?
What?
I don't know. It's like science.
No,
it's
just you can move and steer the body in a way.
Yeah, so that's that one. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
The Jimmy Jane Iconic Ring. It's a cock ring. Cock ring is amazing. It's like you stretch it. You can fit one size fits all. And cock ring, it can be used as a vibrator and we are during sex.
Very harsh word.
Handcuff bangles are these gold bangles by Unbound Box.
Bangles.
They're so sexy. They're handcuff bangles.
Oh,
so
like
you can
Madonna.
Wear them too. Yeah, like Madonna, but you put one on each hand and they're handcuffs, but they're sexy jewelry.
Yes,
and then you get skin condoms, which are the only condoms that I recommend that
S-K-Y-N.
You use. And my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight.
That's in the first box.
First box,
nice.
Dude, right? And that's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it gives
like,
you a lot of
You
stuff.
Could do that until the next one comes. Yeah. So why this is a great gift, it's variety. It's a spice of your life and the spice of your sex life. It helps you find, like, it's all high-quality toys and products per usual. You find your lube, you know, you get a vibrator, you know, it's good whether you're single in a relationship. So click on the Emily's Box banner on my site.
Emily's
I
Box.
I think that's
I get
great
it.
For couples.
I get it. Filthy,
right?
Filthy. I like
I'm
it.
So dirty.
It's good.
The next one is Joe All-in-One Massage Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Massage kit, you know, you can give a gift massage to anybody, like, you know, your friend or whatever.
Right.
But this
just don't handwrite a card. Say, good for one massage.
I've
don't,
done that when I'm lazy.
I've
and
done
then
that
I regret
numerous
it.
Times.
Have
I've
you?
Done it with my wife.
And then I lose the gift card.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
Oh, you find it.
But then I bought Madison one once. I was like 2 years later because she was stressed. I bought her one at the office. She was here till like 3 a.m.
If you actually give them
like. But then she didn't use it. No one uses it.
I'm talking about like the hand, like you take a lined piece of paper and you fold it in half.
No, I actually emailed it to her. But people forget to use them. So get this thing. You get a mini tea light candle. You get a handheld massager, a guidebook teaching you how to give a massage, and you get their massage glide, which is a body safe silicone gel. And you can find this in the Sex with Emily store. That's a great gift for your partner. Mystic Wand. I love it. It's great for, again, single or couples. I love wand vibrators. The Mystic Wand, it's rechargeable. It's from Vibratex. It's smaller and more lightweight than the original and rechargeable magic wand. So it's like velvety, curved feel. Great to use during intercourse or by yourself. Super powerful.
Ergonomic.
It is ergonomic.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
I know.
I couldn't think of the word right now. 3 intensity levels. I love it. When I went to all the, you know, I go to these sex trade trade shows. It was the buzz of the show 6 months ago. Everybody was like, that's the best toy. That's the best one. That's best. And now it's out. It
did
took them a while to get it out.
Did it win an award? Go up in a
I think it did win an award.
Flowers were
because
thrown
it's been around
feet.
As a chargeable and now you can't. It's not the magic one.
Right.
It's the mystic one made by the same people.
Right.
But okay. And then another thing is a doggy style strap. Who doesn't love doggy style sex? Women don't often like it.
Yeah.
They like it, but not as much as men.
Right.
Men love it. A lot of women have really, it's uncomfortable. Guys can get off that way.
I think men like it too because they can kind of be with themselves. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think that's why? And they can fantasize about someone else.
There's a mirror in the room. They can do the Patrick Bateman thing and kind of look over.
It is the Patrick Bateman thing. I hate that. Really,
I think
they
that might
that.
Be part of it.
Dude, well, whatever it is, this is going to make it more pleasurable for her because it's a padded belt with adjustable straps. It goes across the woman's pelvic region while her partner enters from behind, holds the straps for leverage. So instead of being off fours, it allows them to be held upright, which relieves those wrists and arms and back strain. And you can like kind of position. It's just like it really is the doggy style strap that you can position in a way. You're looking at my hands. I'm getting really excited.
You are. I'm also thinking that you could put on some kind of headpiece for the lady where she has like rearview mirrors so she can maybe see like over her shoulder so she can kind of watch the guy so that he can't be completely by himself. You know, if she had like some kind of like headgear, but it had like mirrors in front of her so she could see over her shoulder.
You I'm think just that women shit. Are all monitoring their partners?
I feel like when the guy's doing it from behind and he might be doing like the Patrick Bateman thing, she can
that
see
just
that.
The Patrick Bateman thing is when he's... looks in the mirror the whole time at himself and he's doing the sit-ups and the push-ups. Right.
He is a sociopath.
So hopefully your partner's not a sociopath. The other thing is it increases the angles of penetration from 90 degrees to 45 degrees. Typically, we're at a 90-degree angle. With this, you go 45 degrees, which allows for deeper G-spot penetration. That's the only math you will ever hear me use in the show. I was confused by the Obama box. I'm like, 3 months. That means four times a year. I was going to ask you, is that right? I did not become an accountant for a reason. And also, it takes this position, which is super popular, not pleasurable. It's a great gift. You can find it at sportsheets.com. It's probably on our website. Here's the last one.
Yes.
Flipping through these. So it's FT London.
FT London.
It's a new... They used to be called Fun Toys, and now they're called FT London.
They classed it up.
Rebranding. But whatever it is, whatever they call themselves, I love them. They make this G-ring. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of our new obsession around here. It's a G-ring. It goes around your finger, and your finger becomes a goddamn vibrator. Mm-hmm. So a woman can use it, a man can use it. You could use it alone with a partner. It's like really cute and adorable, but powerful. Mm-hmm. So it's waterproof. You can use it in the shower, the bath. You can put it inside, outside. Like you can, like your hand becomes a vibrator.
Right.
So you can use it while you're massaging her, use it on her clitoris. Uh-huh. It's a little baby thing, but it has a lot of power. And it's totally unique. I've never seen anything like it. Also available in the Sex With Emily store.
Nice.
So, and I've got a full gift guide on my website, which you can check out because you still have some days left.
What about like sex games you could play?
Yes.
Cheap?
I love sex games.
Like you could, go ahead.
Okay. Sex Games, 1,000 Sex Games by Kepper, K-H-E-P-E-R. They have like different sex games on our website. Mm-hmm. And I like those sex games. You get little cards like Truth or Dare. It sounds silly, but like, if you guys have never had the sex talk or you've never like played, it's sexy. It could be strip, whatever, strip sex games or Monopoly. One of them is called Monogamy, but it's Monopoly.
Monogamy.
But it's Monogamy.
Uh-huh.
Super fun.
Sounds like you it was go around by the ladies.
Yeah. Well, the game is a board game called Monogamy, like Monopoly. Just get something fun. But it's, you know, it's not just, again, I know I just said it's not about the gifts, but I always think I will maintain this after 12 years of sex with Emily. If you're going to do something, and I know a lot of you are like, but I got to get her a gift. Get her something sexy. Get him something sexy. Mm-hmm. Spice it up. Keep it going. Something for the year.
You could take little Hershey's Kisses and fling them off the end of your penis into her mouth. It's like cornhole, but
if you have that skill.
Yeah. Well, you can try. It takes a lot of, or maybe little hearts for Valentine's Day.
Right. Those little candy hearts.
Two more reasons why I hate Valentine's Day.
Go. Thank you. Please. Yeah.
Okay. And because I'm just thinking about this and like, it's so cliche to hate Valentine's Day. Especially
it is. That's
as
how
a
we started
guy,
this
but
whole.
It's real. Like I really dislike it. And it goes deeper than I realized. All right. Another reason is like my first girlfriend, you know, puppy love. I was probably 15, 16 years old. And I thought that like it was going to be forever. And I overdid everything because I was that guy. And I remember really overdoing it for Valentine's Day. Like, all right, I take her down to the lake. And then I opened the trunk. The car and like balloons came out. And she had like, I think I bought her a VCR. I went over the top.
A VCR?
Yeah, it was way back when. And
so you could watch tapes. But
nowadays, it's like... I'm married to the love of my life. She's got my, you know, we have a child together, and I'm not going to take her down the lake and open up the fucking trunk with balloons coming out. But I did it for this idiot who.
But did you do it at the beginning? You did some romantic things with her, I'm sure.
Another reason why I hate the Valentine's Day, and I think it's
you
subliminal.
Didn't answer. Yeah.
No, I didn't do that at the beginning. She knows that I've hated Valentine's Day since the beginning. Valentine's. But another reason why, and I think this is subliminal, but I bet it's true to both men and women, is right after Christmas, the holidays, right?
Still
it's
paying
it's
off
kind
credit
of
cards.
Sad.
Yeah.
You're paying off the credit cards, all this and that. And the Christmas motif, the Christmas songs are gone, which some people are happy about. But, you know, like the Jolly Santas and the Christmas lights. And all that stuff is now gone. And a lot of places is immediately replaced with Valentine's fucking fucking Cupids and hearts.
Dude, they do it in a day.
And so you go to like your supermarket the night before, right? And it's Christmassy. And then you go and it's all fucking Cupids. And you're like, oh, the holidays are over. And this shit's here. And it wears on you.
That pissed me off. I couldn't believe how quickly they switched it this year. It's like everything's on sale.
Everything.
Christmas.
There's always got to be a motif going on in these places.
It's that night.
There's got to be a motif. And the Valentine's hard. Like, just like you wouldn't want to replace like a great candidate. Like, I don't want to say that. But, you know, like when Howard Stern left, like they knew that whoever they're going to put in Howard Stern's place was going to fail because you don't want to come in after the top dog, right?
So you think that that's why it failed.
Christmas is the biggest one. And then you replace it with naked babies flying? No.
It's confusing. It's confusing. And it's sad, too, when you see it's like all the dead Christmas trees on the street. No,
it's very sad.
Okay. But here's I got one more thing to say about Valentine's Day. This is part two of my Valentine's Day thing.
I would pay $100 right now to make it go away forever. I would put it wherever. I don't know where I'd deposit that $100, but it'd be worth it.
That's like 10 gift cards.
I know, it's not.
Yeah, $100.
I don't have a lot of money, guys.
No, I know. But I'm going to talk about for a second how to love yourself on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Jesus.
You could buy yourself a gift card. Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen, you're alone, you're not in a relationship, or maybe you friggin' are and you're not with your partner. I don't know what it is that night, but it's a day about love. So how to love yourself. Here's just a few things to throw out there. So if you're feeling bummed, you're going through a breakup, maybe it is a holiday that you secretly love to hate, but you love it, you want it, but it doesn't happen because you don't have a relationship, however you feel.
Right.
Whatever that means. You understood that.
We're talking about the people that don't have anyone.
Yeah. Don't have anyone.
Which
like
is another reason why
I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
And I feel bad for people who feel the pressure.
Yeah. I don't feel the pressure, but I'm going to do all of these things this night. Ready? I'm doing all five of these.
It's how you love yourself on Valentine's Day.
I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm gonna say, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself 100 times.
I'm good enough.
I'm smart enough. God damn it. Some people like me. Okay. Treat yourself to a gift you've always had your eye on. Think of it like a birthday or anniversary with yourself. Something. I always think you should do this on your birthday as well.
Right.
But you could do something. I don't know. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but like something that you've been wanting to do or wanted to buy. It could be like a mascara. I'm thinking about myself. Like that expensive mascara, not like the cheap drugstore one. If you're a dude, what do you guys want?
I don't know. What do we want?
Porn.
We don't need much.
I don't know. Buy yourself
porn. Buy yourself on Valentine's
Day. A manicure.
Day is just
do
sad.
Something.
It's sad.
Right. Porn sad. But
all,
I don't. Porn's
porn.
Not sad. Take it. Get the meal. If you're like, oh, I can't get that meal because it's expensive.
Yeah,
just
that's what
do
I,
it
on my birthday. Like,
take
I'll
care
of
yourself.
I'll treat myself to like Alaskan king crab legs. Very expensive, but they're great. I love
king crab legs. Exactly. So masturbate. You know how I feel about masturbation. I would just find any excuse to tell you to mat. No, don't put that near you, inside you, or anything. In your anus or anything.
Wow.
You know how I feel about masturbation.
Bet video
it's
of
a
that.
Perfect day to do it.
Uh-huh.
Make plans with friends, but only the friends who make you feel good. I think this is also a great time when you're thinking about love and you're like, okay, Emily, I'll think about who I really want to be with. I think this is also something I've learned through the years is that like in my 20s, probably my 30s, I had like a lot of friends that I would the shoulds, mm-hmm. right? Like I should see them and I should call them back. But they were kind of pains in the asses. You realize like, they're always like, why didn't you call me?
There's a reason why you're probably
you have
not.
To shed the, no. Yeah. You keep the friends that are the real ones.
No, I'm saying there's a reason why you're thinking, oh, I should, I need to, but I haven't yet. It's like,
because of history,
I should go get my oil changed. This is not something you want to do.
No, no, but it's not that. But you shouldn't have shoulds. No shoulds in your life.
Right,
they shouldn't come to your birthday party.
I remember you used to say that. That's a good one. I like
that.
No shoulds.
No shoulds. I got that from my mother. Get the shoulds. Don't should me. Don't should all over yourself.
Yes. Well, that's a little bit
I should do this. I should do that. I should. Listen, so make plans with friends who are like, make you feel good.
Right.
You're like, oh, it will for sure be a good time
Emily,
if I go out with this person.
I'm sorry, but I can't go out with you on Valentine's Day. I think the wife would be a little bit upset. But I appreciate what you're, I know what you're getting at.
Thank
and
you.
That's
I was
very
gonna,
sweet.
I was going to offer it. I was going to toss
I'm
you
glad
an
I'm
offer.
Not a should in your life.
You're not a should. I actually like you. Well, you wouldn't be here. I don't hang out.
Like,
well, here's
like
the thing.
News.
I have
like
negative shoulds.
Let me tell
in
you.
Fact,
I like it.
I have literally have negative shoulds. Like I've literally, I won't talk to people. I won't hang out. Like maybe, I don't even have it for work anymore. Like I really just like the people I work
you get
with.
To a point in your life,
you do.
Is my
there's no time. Life is too short. Indulge in some comfort food, whatever that means for you.
Right.
Don't feel guilty if you do like the chocolates. Go buy them. Wait till midnight; they'll be half off. Massage. Special day at home. Do mani-pedi. Listen to music. Watch bad TV. Good TV.
Ooh,
good movies. Bad movies.
That's a good one. I bet mani-pedis are really overbooked on Valentine's Day too, because there's so many probably single ladies saying, you know what? I'm going to go out and treat myself.
Bring your friends. Bring this friend that you like to Valentine's Day. Or take yourself out for an experience. Another thing I was talking to my mom about, this is very mom heavy because she was just here for 5 days and literally just left, is that I feel like I'm not always, there's a lot of things I've been wanting to do in LA. I've been here 4 years and I just haven't and done some things. I've just been busy working on my own. I'm not as motivated. But I have a friend, my friend Anna, You know, Anna David. Anna She's David been is. Really good for me. She's like, we're going to the spa, the Korean spa, where they scrub me down. And I'm like, oh, I've done that. Or I've gone downtown to that market. Or I've went away to Palm Springs with her. We are not, you know, we're good friends. But I wouldn't do those things. And she pushed me. Now they're like part of my life. And I'm just saying, if you are not that person, go with a friend and do something that you've been, like one thing you've been wanting to do. Because now I do these things. I went to the spa by myself. Mm-hmm. So that's what you should do on Valentine's Day.
And there's also a lot of like single parties that go on.
Well, that's the other thing is like, I love the single potluck. I've done that, or have all your single friends meet at a bar. I did that once in San Francisco. I was not the arranger. I'm not like usually the coordinator of those things, but I benefited from a party where everyone said, invite your single friends. And I dated some guy for a year and met there.
A year. Look at that. So then the next year on Valentine's Day,
you dumped him on that day. I usually break up with them on their birthday. Yeah. It's not on purpose.
I've done that. Actually, that's not true. My friend did that, and I took his story. But he did. He waited for his girlfriend's birthday to come up to break up with her because he disliked her that much. It was just sort of a coincidence.
Luck.
Yeah, see, that's like you, like the spider bite, like we started the show with.
I was like, I'm so sorry it's your birthday, but...
You couldn't put it off a day or do it the day before so you don't have to deal with the
escalate.
Gift. You give him a gift, too. Here's a parting gift. Thanks for coming.
The parting gift was...
Self-massager. I won't be doing it anymore.
Thanks for the memories. Thank you. You thank me for the memories. Yeah. I'm out. I don't do that anymore because I now know their birthday and I try to plan around it.
Right.
It happened a few times. So that's Valentine's Day, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. Just remember today about love. Okay. Let's do some emails. We're going to do one email.
One email.
Let me see.
It was a Valentine's Day heavy show. It's a Valentine's Day show.
That's okay though.
Yeah.
But it was also like, you guys, if your partner's birthday comes, buy him one of these things. Do it. Talk to him. Do it. It's for every day. But I know you guys are thinking about Valentine's Day. All right, let's do one email.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm a male from Canada, 27. My girlfriend, 24.
Hello, eh?
I used to listen to your show on XM radio. I was happy to find your podcast. I thought I would try to spice up our sex life, hoping to make it more fun for both of us. I bought her some lingerie and a small vibe. Mm-hmm. I figured she would be excited and interested, but I got a completely different reaction. Mm-hmm. She was uncomfortable that I did this. I never really talked to her about toys before. She said I should have let her pick it out. My question is, how can I help her understand that I wanted to have more fun and help her get interested? We normally have sex maybe once or twice a month, and it is always good, but after good sex, I always want more the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I want your advice on how I can get her more interested in sex. Thanks a lot, Troy.
Troy.
So, Troy, here's the thing. One woman's offense, like the offensive, think something's going to offend her, could be like another woman's delight. I was going to say offense, like defense. But it, like, one woman would be like, oh, my God, you got me lingerie and a toy.
Yeah.
And another one could be like, oh, my God, you know, I feel insecure about that. You might be saying our sex life isn't good. That lingerie would never look good on me. We've never even talked about toys. I'm against them. You need to broach this first. So you have very, very good intentions there, Troy. I understand what you were trying to do. But that's why you need to talk about toys before you bring them into the bedroom. This goes for men and for women. If you've never talked about it, you got to talk first.
It's hard.
I know. And we just talked about all these great toys for your partner. But if you have another talk, don't buy anything yet. I just did a blog for Glamour. It's on our website. It's called How to Turn Your Partner Onto Sex Toys. You might want to read that first. But you asked the million-dollar question here because it's so common for one partner to want to work on sex, spice up sex, and the other one doesn't. So I'm assuming, Troy, that you haven't talked about your sex life. Wouldn't you assume he bought her the toy and the lingerie?
Yeah, if it cold cocked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Cold cocker. It's a term. I wasn't trying to be like a crass there. If it caught her off guard.
What's the name of your film company?
Cold Cockle.
Right.
Is the name of my film company.
Okay, I get it now.
It's like warm cockles. Warms the cockles of your heart.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
It's the cold cockles because they never get warm.
Dude, you're such a cold cockle.
Yeah. See?
I could totally see that being. You're such a cold hearted.
My wife hates that name because she says it sounds crass.
You are
and obscene, but it's not, and I am not.
So you, like, if they were like someone's film company is in cold cockle, and I knew all my friends, I would say you.
I feel like yes. At least she didn't kick you out of the house, Troy. And,
right.
That it could have been worse, but yeah, I guess you got to talk. I don't know, man. I would still roll the dice and hope that I could avoid the talk and hope for the best.
That's you though,
because
you're an avoidant male avoiding intimacy. I would start by saying, "I'm sorry. I'm hurt if I offend you in any way."
You talk afterwards.
My intention. Yeah. Well, now he has to talk because she's already pissed off about
it.
So my intention was to make you feel good, enhance our intimacy, connect. You can Troy, people do this all the time. You can blame me.
Yes.
Say, I listen to this podcast. I know the importance of keeping sex alive and growing sexually. Mm-hmm. She might not even know what that means. You know, a lot of couples listen to the show together and it helps them. I get emails all the time. You might want to do that. You can ask her if she's thought about this. Has she thought about, is there something that she has wanted more of in the relationship? That's just important to talk about it.
Right.
You're not disappointed. You're not unhappy. You love her and you thought it would be a fun surprise. Clearly it's not. You're sorry. What would make her feel good?
What about this? Yeah, what about this, Em? You got to think about, from the female's point of view, like you want to make it all about her, right? Because she's kind of defensive about this. And they're only having sex twice a month. He wants it more. So he can kind of maybe say, like, he's victimizing himself a little bit. Like, I didn't think I was doing it for you because you don't like it that much. We don't do it very often. So I was trying to help bring in some help to make you like it even more so that we can maybe do it more often because I love having sex with you so much, honey. And I didn't think that me by myself was doing enough for you. So I was trying to enhance your experience.
Right. Which might be true.
I tried.
Actually isn't so bad. That's kind of putting on him. I think it's important for him to, like, take some step back here and say, I'm sorry. Back and I didn't know, and that's
making it about her though.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way that, like, I know we have sex twice a month, which, to be honest, I think couples should at least, and you know, I never put numbers on this. There's no normal, but I would say it's healthy to have sex at least once a week.
And women,
I'm just gonna say it.
Never, yeah. And women should never be threatened by sex toys, right? That's a guy's place to be threatened by sex toys.
Maybe she's never used one. Maybe she had a bad experience with one. So maybe it's not about sex toys, but I think you guys, like, this divide is just gonna get larger. It's going to grow if you don't continue. So you got to work on this, Troy. So I think that's a good way to put it. I feel like maybe there was something else you wanted since we're only having sex two times a month. I feel like I want more.
Two birds with one stone. Maybe you come out on the other side, you're having sex four times a month.
Exactly. See what she says. It's not going to all fix this in one day, but I think you start the talk.
Yes.
And every couple's got to have the sex talk. Sooner than later is better.
Fantastic.
All right. This was great. Anderson, great to see you.
Good to see you.
I'll see you soon. And I would want to come on your podcast After Disaster soon.
You're always invited. Speaking of which, I'll tell you off.
Tell us.
But Anna David invited Mike Carano to a while ago. I don't know if you ever heard the story, to be with her when she had to put down one of her her dog.
Her cat.
Her cat?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was her cat, yes. And the story that ensued was quite...
It's a great story.
Yeah.
We told that story
on the After Disaster.
Oh,
Carano told you?
No, Anna called me that morning.
I heard the Carano side. So you got to hear the Anna side?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear this off air. We got to talk about it off air.
Okay, anyway, check out all of Anderson's great podcasts.
Film Vault, Cinematics, After Disaster. And I am hard at work on Groupers. Just finished two full days of auditions. I'm actually casting actors for my first feature film. We'll talk about that on all those other shows.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Anderson.
Thanks for having
me, Madison. I love it. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Lori, Jamie, Ken, my amazing team. And thank you all. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.